Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Eric bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland, the author of Words on the Street. He's a Wall Street expert extraordinaire. Haviland.com is the website. And Leo, thanks again for being here. Give us your summary of where you think things are right now. When I look at the Dow, when I look at the stocks, and I see what's happening, I don't even know. I'm beyond astonished, Leo, because I was having trouble understanding. 25,000 on the Dow. I didn't see. I guess my astonishment has kind of been worn out because. Because back when Main Street had a lost decade from 09 through 16, the stock market was hitting record levels. When we were at zero GDP, negative zero GDP, the first quarter, 14, 15, and 16, the stock market was still hitting record levels. I don't know how to be astonished anymore. Now it's way over 30,000 and still going. Please explain to me where this is coming from. What's the justification?
One key factor is the Fed's extremely easy money policy, which between yield repression, keeping rates low, and its money printing, assisted by their allies in central banking elsewhere, has been a factor. Second, the recent largesse from and rescue packages from the United States government and other governments have created a feeling that there'll be this extra spending, which will help corporate earnings as well. Also, although the coronavirus disaster,
Leo, you didn't mention that. I think you're right, but where's the fundamental in that?
Oh, in terms
out on
of
Main Street, we out on Main Street, Leo. We say hope is not a business strategy.
Well, however, there's another street out there, and that's your friends out on Wall Street, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Wall Street and the financial media are extremely strong advocates for anything which goes up in price and equities and in traditional valuation measures and the like can be put on the side. And
You mean reality?
Well, reality
and gravity
ties into,
you know,
into maybe fewer
Wall Street. Let me introduce
around.
You to Mr. Newton. What do you think?
Well, Mr. Newton is right, but the most popular concept now, in at least U.S. equities in particular, is that it's up, and as long as it's up, no one, for the most part, when there's this high degree of enthusiasm, worries too much about down, which is dangerous, of course. As you're
is there a tripwire? Is there a landmine out there that you're seeing? You know, in 2008, the landmine was the shadow banking. It wasn't subprime mortgages. It was leveraging mortgage tranches 70-1. That's what caused 2008. Is there a landmine situation out there that you're seeing that's not geopolitical?
There's a couple. One is the leverage and problems with corporate debt around the globe. Some of it is pretty low quality. And the other would be at some point if there's an increase in interest rates or a lack of faith in the United States to finance it, you know, the huge debt situation, that could just happen. You know, the foreigners who buy a lot of U.S. Treasury securities have really not added to their holdings. Suppose they sold, or suppose the dollar weakened a lot,
right,
and that encouraged their selling further. Those are tripwires sort of within the system.
Can I stick an implication in there that could do that? What if somehow the dollar was threatened by a cryptocurrency? Wouldn't that be almost a black swan kind of a thing? If that kind of concern got, you know, happened. You know, we've seen this happen with currencies before, right? You wrote about that in your recent report. You reminded us about Asia and Russia and Mexico.
Right. The rise in cryptocurrencies, you know, like Bitcoin's making a new high today, implicitly says that significant elements relating to the dollar and currencies in general, and even the political system in some respects, are being called into question.
Right. How else could Bitcoin be, you know, be where it is? I mean, holy mackerel. Talk about suspending disbelief. I mean, anyway, what do you think? Last thoughts.
It's up for a reason, and I don't think all the reasons are happy ones for the underlying future of the U.S. and global economy.
There's a wall of worry out there waiting to happen, isn't it? I mean, I think the average person on the street is not thinking about, you know, what could send this down. And of course, as you know, Leo, what upsets me is when Wall Street corrects, they still make money, but it sends Main Street into a, you know, another lost decade. That's what I worry about. I'll take a quick break. Yeah. Come right back with Leo Haviland. I'm going to explore this alternative currency idea and the threat to sovereign currencies like the dollar and what that means for all of us with our good friend Leo Haviland. He'll have the answers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.